This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
I'm joined now by online coach Owen McGinn, who's been pushing himself well outside his comfort zone lately, from striking up conversations with strangers to even asking for hugs in public. It is all part of a bigger message about human connection, gratitude and appreciating the life that we have. Owen, it's great to have you with us on iRadio's group chat. You've been doing something that I haven't seen before, pushing yourself, first of all, as I said, outside of your comfort zone by asking strangers in public for hugs, and the videos have been blowing up on TikTok. And what made you decide to start that kind of a journey and a campaign?
Yeah, so a good question. A lot of people see that content and be like, what has made this man randomly decide to do something that is so strange and so out of the ordinary? Basically, this time 2 years ago, I was working in a job in Belfast, and I remember every single morning I would walk to work, and being honest, I wasn't that happy within myself at the time, and I would have blamed my environment. I would have walked to work and I would have been like, oh, I walk past the exact same people every day. There's no conversation. You're in the lift. There's no conversation. You don't meet any new people. Every single day is the same. And I blamed where I was. And I used to say, okay, it's the small town mindset that's holding me back. It's the reason I'm not happy with myself. And I always had that want, and you'll notice with a lot of young people too, they have that want to move away, to run away from the life that they're currently living now, because they think that's going to sort everything out for themselves. And I was the same. I thought, okay, if I go to Australia, if I go somewhere else, if I go to Dubai, my life is going to be a lot better. But I was actually speaking to my coach one day, and I was basically enlightened to the fact that it's not the environment, it's not the external that's the problem. It was actually the internal. So it was me. I was the problem. It was the fact that I wasn't doing what I wanted to do. I knew that I could have been a lot more confident, a lot more outgoing, but I wasn't having these conversations with people. I wasn't being the first person to say hello to the person that you walk past in the street. And I'll get into how this actually relates into the hugs in a few seconds. But yeah, so then for me, what I did was I completely changed my life. I changed my body. I got in the best shape that I ever had been in. I changed my mindset. I was speaking about myself in a lot better ways. I felt a lot better about myself. And then I changed my life. I changed my lifestyle. I changed what I was doing every single day. And I just became a lot more fulfilled and a lot more happy. And that's what then I started posting on social media. And that's what then led me to doing rejection therapy, which is part of the hugs. It's like putting yourself out there to be rejected, because I was always avoiding interaction. I was always avoiding taking action, and I was afraid of the rejection that would come. I was afraid of trying near enough. So by doing the rejection therapy, the whole point of it is it's basically to show three things. So number one, it's to show that people are a lot more friendlier than you think. If you put yourself out there, there's actually going to be a lot of opportunities that come your way, because people love to see that. Number two, it's to show that you shouldn't let the fear of rejection to stop you from doing what you know you should be doing. So don't let the fear of rejection stop you from becoming a better person, and embrace the embarrassment of trying. Because of course, going out and asking people for hugs, it's a bit embarrassing. People are going to see that. And then number three, what it does, it's a reminder to take action. And for me, that person who was walking to work every single day who wasn't happy with himself, the reason I wasn't happy was because I wasn't taking action. And doing the hugs is just a reminder for people on their page that whatever it is you do want to do, if you want a career change, if you want the promotion, if you want to ask the girl or the guy for their number, you need to take action. And you just need to say, right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to ask the question. And that's why I take it to the extreme by asking for a hug. Because like, if I can ask for a hug, then whatever you want to do in your life, it's not that big of a deal. So I hope that the hugs, people see that as a way to also entertain them, and it's a bit of a laugh and showing people how friendly they are, but also to be the catalyst that then changes someone's life, that makes them think, you know what, I'm going to make a change. I'm going to finally do the thing that I wanted to do. So that would be my answer for like what actually got me into it.
I think it's so powerful as well to look at how strong human connection actually is and how friendly people can be, because you do feel like when you're living in a big city, I've had that feeling of like, I know nobody here, like nobody cares about me when I'm walking down the street, like nobody's saying hello. And then you kind of remember that you're the instigator as well, depending on the situation that you're in. And you're right, the videos are so amusing because it is kind of funny when people say no. I mean, it is a little bit like, there is a bit of a laugh to be had about it, but it's even more amazing when most of the people that you try and give a hug to say yes. And it's so heartwarming. And also, is there a part of it as well you don't know when you're walking past people on a day-to-day basis, you don't know who actually needs that hug? Like, someone might be just really in need of that particular day.
Yeah, exactly. So someone could be having a horrible day and they're like, oh my God, like I'm not happy with myself, or I'm not happy with the world. And they just get randomly asked for a hug, and then that just wakes them up and they're like, what just happened there? And then they're thinking, they're realizing that whatever they want to do, they can't do it. And just even the hug by itself, genuinely just giving someone a hug, it's not that big of a deal, but it can have such a huge impact on someone.
Do you think that pushing yourself out of your comfort zone is really important when it comes to, you know, dealing with your mental health and your personal growth? I know you mentioned there about kind of not being particularly happy in your life at one stage and how this was part of kind of moving in a more positive direction for yourself.
Yeah, so I definitely do. And I don't want to confuse people either. I don't think that that hugging people and hugging strangers is going to solve all your problems. And I would never actually recommend for like even any of my clients who work with me to go out and hug strangers. But the reason I do it is to show people, okay, that is something out of your comfort zone. But the thing that the people that are listening to this can do out of their comfort zone, it probably shouldn't be hugging strangers, but it could be having a very, very difficult conversation. You might be upset or have bad mental health because you're not having the conversation, you're not reaching out to someone when you actually feel like you should, or it's not focusing on you, not training. It could be small things like that. There's so many different things you could do that's outside your comfort zone that's going to benefit you. And I think whenever you stay in your comfort zone, you stagnate and you don't move forward. And I think as a human, it's natural to want to evolve, and evolution only comes whenever you do things that you haven't done before. Like even public speaking, like they actually done a study that that's everyone's number one biggest fear. Not everyone's, but that's the most popular. And if you look at it, like it's not even that bad. You're just speaking to people. But whenever people do that, and they are afraid of something and they go for it, they become a lot better once they start doing the reps. So it's about doing the reps too, doing the reps, getting out of your comfort zone. If it's going to the gym, if it's reaching out to a therapist, if it's reaching out to a coach, if it's reaching out to someone to help you, if it is asking someone out, if it is asking a friend even out for a coffee. Like it could be something as simple as that could be out of your comfort zone that could then be the catalyst that changes your life.
It's important, I think, to have that catalyst in your life. And it's so funny when people say, like, even people would say to me, do you not find it really stressful, like being on the radio? That would be my worst nightmare, public speaking. And it's so funny because I look back, and in the beginning it was absolutely terrifying. It's not as much now, obviously, because it's my day-to-day job, but it kind of, the more you put yourself out of your comfort zone, the more you kind of grow your comfort zone, if that makes sense. It expands into other areas. So this is why I like this idea so much. But you've mentioned the whole Australia thing. Maybe if I just go to Australia, you know, my grass will be greener. Why do you think the grass is greener idea is something that's so prevalent amongst young people today?
So, yeah, I think the grass is greener idea is so prevalent because if you aren't happy here, your idea of like, okay, if I'm somewhere hot, if I'm in the sun, if I'm like with other people, like my life will improve. And there actually is a lot of evidence that it will help you. Like a lot of people do go to Australia and their life does actually change, but it's not the fact that they've went to Australia. It's the fact that whenever they go to Australia, because they're in a new environment, they then take on different habits. They might exercise more, which everyone knows exercise is going to help your mental health. They speak to new people. They interact with new people. They do different activities. And then they have such a more positive outlook on life, which is great. That is all well and good. But what I think is, why can't we just do it back here? Why can't we just do it back home? If we did this back in Ireland, number one, less people would want to leave. Number two, you wouldn't have to wait until you move halfway across the world to actually be happy. And we could do this every single day. Like, I think it's class just being able to meet people, go out for a coffee or go for a sea dip. And I think that would just make the world a better place in return. So yes, there is utility to go to Australia because you're meeting new people, you're getting out of your comfort zone. But why can't we do this here and back home? So I think, like, and of course, like, there's still always going to be room to travel, but I also want back home being great too.
Yeah, I know what you mean. There's a balance in it all, and obviously there are so many economic factors as to why people go abroad and stuff like that for work. And that's probably something that's aside from what we're talking about here. If it's just for finding a life that you love, you can also try and find that life here as well. There is opportunities for it. But how can people start practicing gratitude in everyday life now that we've headed into a new year? What would you say to someone who's looking to transform their life and their outlook? And what would you tell them to do without getting overwhelmed, perhaps? Because it can be quite an overwhelming thing to start a new year, new me and all of that.
Yeah, of course, keep it simple to start, because overwhelm is the number one thing that stops people from actually making a change. They assume that it's going to be too hard or too difficult, or they've tried before, but in that instance, it was too hard. So I would say the most simple thing that I could say right here, right now, without confusing anyone, is just slightly change your environment. And changing your environment could be changing the people that you... changing actually, not just the people who you speak to, changing how you speak to yourself. So if you are always thinking negative, if you're always talking negative and you're always saying, oh, look at that person public speaking, I could never do that, you're confirming to yourself a belief that actually isn't true. But because you're confirming it to yourself, you're actually making that belief true. So if you say, oh, I could never go out and ask a stranger for a hug, you're going to believe that. So first of all, stop speaking about yourself in a negative way. Instead, change it to a positive way. Whenever you see someone doing something, be like, this is proof that I actually can do that. I see this person being confident. I can be confident. I see this person in really good shape or running a marathon or doing a Hyrox. That's proof that I can do it. Instead of just getting like jealous or envious. So that's what I would say. And then the other thing is just make sure that you're surrounding yourself with other people who are also positive, because there are a lot of negative Nancys. And of course, don't just like block everyone out. You want to be social. But if someone is being very, very negative and dragging you down, you need to get out of your comfort zone and actually have that conversation and be like, is everything okay? And like, be direct to them, be firm and say like, is everything okay? What can I do to help you out? And just like call them out in that behavior, because your life's going to be a result of that, the amount of behavior and bad behavior that you actually allow. So if you allow a lot of negativity, you're going to feel very negative. If you allow a lot of positivity, you're going to feel positive. So like, hang out with positive people, speak about yourself in a positive way. And the last thing I would say is, you want confidence in yourself, you want self-trust, you want self-belief and self-respect. That only comes from making small promises to yourself and then following through them. A lot of us make huge promises, we don't hit those huge promises, and then we lose trust in ourselves. So just make tiny wee promises. Say, right, tomorrow I'm going to go get up early and I'm going to go for a walk, and then follow through with it. Tomorrow I'm going to get up at this time, follow through with it. I'm going to make my mom, my partner, a cup of coffee. They might think it's weird, but it's out of my comfort zone. Follow through that. And then from that, you build so much trust in yourself. And before you know it, you're a completely different person. So that's what I would say in the most simple way.
It sounds like such powerful advice, and I hope that somebody listening this evening will take it under their wing and implement it, because it's really important, I think, to go into a new year with like self-growth and try new things and push yourself out of your comfort zone for sure. And if people want to follow along with you on social media, where can they find you?
So they can find me OwenMcGinn123 on Instagram. I'm also running an event, Catalyst, in Belfast on January 10th, if they want to take a look.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's Groove Chat. I'm wishing you a very happy new year.
Happy new year. Thank you very much.
This is iRadio's Groove Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.